page number there, 1023 in the blue Bibles. Sorry, it's Mark 15, sorry, not Mark 14. Mark 15. So this part of the Bible tells the events at the point at which Jesus actually gave up his life, the point at which he died. Verse 33. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now, leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Well, please turn forward to the book of Romans. So this is a letter written by Paul to some early Christians. Page number there, 1132. We're looking at chapter 5. And this part of Paul's letter, in this part, he's explaining the meaning of Jesus dying. So not telling us about when he died and the events we've just read about and the people who were there, but what it meant, what effect it has. So I'm reading from verse 1 of chapter 5. "Therefore, since we believers have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we believers, boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." And this is the point at which he really explains the death of Jesus. Verse 6. "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood," which means his death, "how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." Please keep your Bibles open. We're going to be thinking about some of those words together. I'm just going to put my board onto the frame here. If any youngsters want to come closer to see, you're welcome to do that. So we're just looking at Romans 5, the explanation of Jesus dying. And I'm going to be asking questions, and these are questions for adults to answer as well as children. And the answers are in the Bible. So we're focusing especially now on verses 8 and 9. I'll read them again. "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we've now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? So from those verses, what does God demonstrate to us? Which verse does it say that? What does he demonstrate to us? His love. And which verse number is that? Yeah, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us. How does God demonstrate his love for us, does it say? From the verse. He sent Jesus to save us, but what does the verse say? Look at the verse. How does it say there that he demonstrates his love? Christ died for us. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. Christ died for us. Yeah, so I'll put up an image of the cross on which Jesus died. It's extraordinary for someone to die for another person, is it? When would someone die for another person? Maybe a mother might die for their child to keep them safe when they're in danger. Maybe someone might die because they're following a great leader. Look at what it says in verse 7. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. Got a clock here. This is the clock from our kitchen, so we can't tell the time at the moment in our kitchen, but that's the clock telling the time. When did Christ die for us, does it say in the passage? When did Christ die for us? While we were still sinners. Well done, that's in verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And the passage explains that in different words of verse 6. You see, at just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. So while we were powerless, we were ungodly. And then verse 8 has said, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And verse 10 says, for if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him. So when we were ungodly, when we were sinners, when we were God's enemies, that shows God's love. And Yoda, could we have this slide up, please? God loves us so much. Next line. Jesus died for us when we were sinners. That's the meaning of Jesus. Part of the meaning of Jesus dying. God loves us so much. Jesus died us. When did he die for us? When did he die for us? When we were sinners. Okay. Now, that's the way. Now, we might want God to show love for us in different ways. I mean, we might want him to give us lovely, expensive presents. Or we might want him to cure us from sicknesses. Why doesn't he, why doesn't that be the main part of God's love? What good is it for someone to die for me? How is that God showing his love? What do I get for that? Well, have a look in verse 9. What does Jesus' blood, his dying, mean for us now? What does it say there? What does it say is true for us now? Does it say there? We will be saved, but what is it true for us now, does it say? Because of his blood, what is true now? Yeah, we are now justified. I'll put my symbol up for that. I'll put a thumbs up, because justified means in right with God. God gives us a thumbs up, his approval. Okay, that's what justified is. God accepts us. He's pleased with us. What does verse 10 say Jesus dying did for us? What does verse 10 say that we get because Jesus died? Reconciled, which is a word we don't talk about very much. It means when an argument or a fight is over and the people in the argument or the fight are getting on with each other again. Okay, sometimes you read about that in stories. Wish it happened in our families more often. But that's reconciled, when people get on with each other again. Not any more conflict, but at peace with God. Not enemies anymore, but friends with God. So Jesus' death made us right with God. First point on the board, God loves us so much, Jesus died for us when we were sinners. Second thing, Jesus' death made us right with God. So looking back at verse 9, if we are now reconciled to God, if we are now justified and right, what does the future hold? What will happen? Verse 9. If we're now right with God, what will the future hold? Yeah, I heard a little voice from somewhere. We will be saved. Yeah, that's what it says. Verse 9 says, since we have now, look at my clock again, you know, now, this time here, we are justified by his blood. In the future, I thought I was going to be able to move that, but it's got a cover on. If we go to the future, we will be saved. Don't shake your head at me. My wife shaking my head at me, getting that, making a mistake. When God's wrath comes, what will happen to people who are right with God, does verse 9 say? When God's wrath comes, what will happen to people who are right with God? Bit louder. We will be saved. Bit louder. We will be saved. Yes. That's a good thing. Say it loud. Yeah. So let me give you a couple of illustrations. Since I have my ticket, Air India, to give an airplane, that means I'm going to be able to go on the airplane and go on my travel. Since I am, I become a British citizen. Now I'm a British citizen, that means when I come back to the UK, it'll be easier to get through customs than it used to be when I was a citizen of another country. Now I am right with God, it means in the future, I will be saved. That's what that says in that verse, doesn't it? Being justified, being right with God, God's pleased with me, that's true now because of Jesus' death. And if that's true now, when the time comes, when God's wrath comes, I will be safe. Because I'm already right with God. It's already made me okay. God's wrath is when he will punish sinners. It's punishment for people who do not thank him. It's punishment for people who act like we know better than him. And all humans, apart from Jesus, we deserve that punishment. But if we believe, we will be safe. Not because we've stopped being bad, but because Jesus died for us. We can know God will welcome us, not because we're the good people, but because Jesus died for us. The third point on the board. Jesus' death means we know we will be saved from God's wrath. Let me read all of those again. God loves us so much. Jesus died for us when we were sinners. That's amazing. Jesus' death for us makes us right with God now. So Jesus' death means we know we will be saved from God's wrath in the future. So next slide. What are the lessons for us? Here's someone thinking through. What are the lessons? What are we to learn? Because Jesus died for us. The first thing you see on the board, Jesus' death for us means we know we will be saved. Jesus' death for us means we know we will be saved. So if you were to ask someone, when that time comes and you stand in front of God, why will he accept you? Why will God accept you? And the answer should be, because Jesus died in my place. If they say to you, well, because I'm not really that bad, they haven't understood why Jesus died. If they say to you, because I always try to do good and I came from a good family, they haven't understood why Jesus died. I can be sure that on that day I will be safe because a long time ago Jesus died. So now I'm right with God. That's three different times. Is that a bit confusing? A long time ago, Jesus died. So I can now be right with God. So when the day of God's punishment comes, I will be safe. Not because of what I've done, not because of my family, not because I'm part of the church. It's because I'm a believer in Jesus. No evil spirit can get in the way of that future, because it's done by God. But this side of Christianity is a four-letter word. Can we have it up one letter at a time, please, Eniola? It's spelled D-O-N-E. What does that spell?
Done.
It's been done. It was done a long time ago when Jesus died. Now, apparently, I don't know all the other religions well enough, but people who've read about other religions say that all the other religions are about do. You've got to do enough. You've got to do enough things for God to notice you or be pleased with you or to pay him back. But the Christian message is it's been done by Jesus. Second thing, Jesus' death for us is the testimony of God's love for us. Jesus' death for us is the testimony of God's love for us. It may seem odd that we spend all this time thinking about one man dying, just on one afternoon. I mean, he was dead and then he was buried and it was only the third day they got him back. But just think, all the lives of all the Christians in all of time, we could think about their lives and all the stories they could tell. And their lives added up together, that would be thousands of years, not just one afternoon. And in those stories, they might tell about things God has done. I don't know what happened. They might tell about what God has done, and they call those testimonies. So why think just about one man dying on that one day and not of all of our testimonies? Because Jesus dying makes us right with God so that we can be sure that we will be safe. His one story is more important than all of those other stories put together, no matter how exciting they are. We might have stories about answered prayer that make us very glad. It may be that someone is very ill and they get better and they thank God. This person's really ill. I think they've got COVID, haven't they? Last week, I went for a walk in the park. I walk in the park to say my prayers because if I sit at home, I don't concentrate. So I go for a walk in the park. And it was a sunny God. God loved me, doesn't he? A sunny God. Sunny day. The sun was on me. That showed God loves me. I met someone and said hello to me. That shows God loves me. I found a £10 note. God really loves me. Seriously, it's just on the floor. Going to buy some coffees and some cakes with that. How do I know God really loves me? Because Jesus died. Now, these things that happen to us, they can feel more real. So how does this thing about Jesus dying for us really, how does that feel or help us know God loves us? It's when we think about these things, when we recognize that we are sinners, that we do wrong things. When you do something you know is bad, you've had one of those fights with your brother or sister, or you tell a lie, and you know it's wrong. And you can then remember, you can think about Jesus died to make you right with God, and you can then think, I will be safe when it comes to the day of God's punishment. That is a great testimony. That is the testimony we want to keep hearing in our church, don't we? When I see a wrong thing I've done, I can match that wrong thing up with the death of Jesus, and he is the answer to it. The answer to me telling a lie or losing a temper or doing something that God says is wrong, when I realize that, I don't fix that by feeling sorry or by making an excuse or being angry with the other person. I fix it by saying, that was wrong. I admit to myself it's wrong. I say to God in praying, I know it was wrong. And I say, Jesus has sorted that out. It is done. And that, that's great, isn't it? That's what we believe as Christians. That's the best testimony to have, to know that you've been forgiven for that sin. And that can be true every week as we think about these things. What about being made redundant, being homeless, being laughed at for a believer, being left out of the team because you're a believer? We know that God really loves us because Jesus died for us. And those sufferings don't take that away. In fact, if we had time, we could see in chapter 5, it says those sufferings even help us look forward even more to the future hope. Last thing. So, lessons for us. Jesus' death means we can be sure we will be saved. Jesus' death for us is the testimony of God's love for us. We must respond to God's offer of salvation. We must respond. Jesus' death is the only way that we can be safe on that future day. What response will we make to the offer God is giving us? It's already done by Jesus. I don't need to add anything to it. If we have understood what Jesus has done, the way we respond to God is to accept his offer. We believe Jesus. We trust that God is good. On the seats are some leaflets for children to explain why did Jesus die. Adults, you're free to slip one of those in your pocket and take it away as well for you to read. And it helps you to understand again what we've been thinking about this morning. Jesus died. It shows us God's love because he died when we were sinners. He died for us, and that makes us right with God. Because he died for us, we can be sure we will be safe. There's a prayer in this leaflet. I'm going to read that prayer. And if you agree with that prayer, do say an amen. If you want, you can follow it at the back of the book. There you go. You see, it's on that page under the ABCD. Dear God, I have said... Sorry, let me read it again. Dear God, I have done and said and thought things that are wrong. I'm really sorry. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. Please forgive me. Please help me to live with your son Jesus as my king in charge of my life. Amen. On the table in the lobby, there's just a handful of these bookmarks, nice leather bookmarks, which say Dagenham Parish Church, and they've got that verse on it. So if you're somebody who reads books, do take one and use it, and it'll be a lovely way to remember that very special message. There's only a few, but do take them away, please. Joel.